Hello and welcome to the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Schuer. The ABCs of Rock is proudly part of the Weston Media Podcast Network. I thank you for joining me on my journey through the alphabet from A to Z, where each week I move on to the next letter in the alphabet, and I pick a new band or musician going in alphabetical order, no exception. It's not only been a blast, it's also been an education, and I'm having the time of my life. Before I begin, I must say a couple very important words about this podcast. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I am not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal for you is to gain a larger appreciation for the bands or the musicians played here on this podcast. And I ask for you to go out and purchase their music legally or to stream it legally. The musicians need your support, and I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. It is time for another edition of Emptying the Vault, something I do every other week for the podcast, where instead of highlighting one particular band or musician, I stick with the same letter and go through my very deep library of music and curate some deep cuts from bands that I probably wouldn't have had a chance to play on the regular episodes. These shows are a lot of fun because as a listener, it's what I call a smorgasbord of rock and roll. Last week, our show featured the band Skid Row, which represented the letter S on our journey through the alphabet. So we're going to stick around with the letter S for one more week, and I'm going to dig deep into my archive of music and play some deep cuts from bands and artists that also begin with the letter S. Of all the weeks I've been doing the Emptying the Vault episodes, this week was the hardest. So many choices. I originally had over 40 songs I had to whittle down from. But I think you're all going to love this week's selections. As always, the music is all over the map, from multiple decades. These shows are always a fun romp, so let's get started. Squeeze is a British new wave and rock band formed in the mid-70s. They are, of course, mostly associated for their commercial hit, Tempted. The band has seen a huge turnover in personnel over the years, but the core founding members, Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Dilford, who share vocals and guitar duties, have remained the core songwriters since day one and continue to carry the torch to this day. Their brand of new wave power pop never received the acclaim in the United States that it did in the UK, which is a bit of a shame because their music is full of extremely catchy guitar hooks and synth hooks. Going to play something from later in their career, this is Another Nail in My Heart off the 2010 album Spot the Difference.
She couldn't stand it, I'm out of love.
Silverchair was an Australian rock band formed in 1992 who found mainstream success in the mid-90s with their debut album Frog Stomp in 1995 and Freak Show in 1997. They were heavily influenced by the Seattle grunge scene and popular alternative bands like Pearl Jam and Nirvana. From their 90s albums, they produced a string of hits that elevated them above many of the bands that were desperately trying to be Pearl Jam and Nirvana clones. Songs like Tomorrow, Pure, Massacre, and Abuse Me, among others, all did very well charting for Silverchair. They haven't put out an album since 2007, but there have been rumors circulating for some time now of a possible reunion. So off of their 1997 sophomore album, Freak Show, let's listen to one of my favorite underrated songs, The Door. The Safaris are one of the original American surf rock bands. They formed in 1962 in Glendora, California. Their 45 Wipeout was a huge hit in the summer of 1963. The band was formed by Bob Berryhill, Pat Connolly, Ron Wilson, Jim Fuller, and Jim Pasch. The only incarnation of the band still around is rhythm guitarist Bob Berryhill, who still performs as the Safaris. All the other members have passed away, with the exception of bassist Pat Connolly, who left the music business entirely in the mid-60s. But let us reminisce of the glory days when surf rock was at its peak with this fun little number from the 1964 album titled Fun City USA. This song is called Burnin' Rubber. Peter Schilling is a German synth-pop musician who is mostly known for his 1983 international single Major Tom Coming Home, a quasi-sequel to the 1969 David Bowie song Space Oddity, which features the same title character. What many people don't know is that the song Major Tom was originally written in German and was released in Schilling's home country a year earlier. Let's listen to that original German version, which was released on the album Error in the System, or also known as Fehler im System.
Done. Arbeitsstunden, wissenschaftliche Experimente, doch was nützen die? Am Ende denkt sich Major Tom im Kontrollzentrum, da wird man panisch, der Kurs der Kapsel, der stimmt ja gar nicht. Hallo Major Tom, können Sie hören, wollen Sie das Projekt denn so zerstören?
The Michael Schenker Group is a hard rock heavy metal group fronted by Michael Schenker, of course. Between 1969 and 1973, he was the guitarist for The Scorpions, and again from 78 to 79. In between those two stints with The Scorpions, he joined another great rock band, UFO, where he contributed to another five or so albums. In the early 80s, he finally launched his own band. Since 1980, he's recorded around 20 albums. Michael Schenker may just be the busiest man in rock and roll over the last 50 years. Off his 1983 album, Built to Destroy, let's listen to a great rocker, one of my favorites of his. This is Captain Nemo. Before I continue, I do want to mention that the ABCs of Rock is part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. I can't emphasize this ever enough, but please don't hesitate to share with me your feedback of the show. I really love hearing from listeners. There's a brand new email I can be reached at, abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. I also can be found on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast and on Twitter at ABC Rock Podcast. So give it a follow or reach out to me on either of those social media platforms and let me know that you're out there listening. Almost forgot. If you have a chance, please take a moment and rate and review the show on your preferred podcast app. It may seem insignificant, but every single rating and review adds up and it helps this podcast find a larger audience. I thank you all in advance. Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions is a collaboration of Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star fame and I'm not going to say this name right. Kiosog from My Bloody Valentine. I never get that name right. Their music can be classified as alternative psych rock. In a lot of ways, it's not that different from Hope's other band, Mazzy Star. That may be because her voice is just so hypnotic and also so recognizable. The interesting thing about this duo's collaboration is the long breaks they take between albums. Their debut album was released in 2001 and their follow-up in 2009. And the third came out in 2016. They are in no rush. From the 2009 album, Through the Devil Softly, here is my favorite song from that one, and this is Trouble.
Oh.
Brian Setzer is an American singer, songwriter, and founder of the 1950s rockabilly revivalist band The Stray Cats, who had a string of hits in the 1980s. He later reinvented himself as a swing revival musician in his band The Brian Setzer Orchestra, which found huge success in the 1990s. However, in his heart, Brian has always been a rock and roll crooner, and he eventually returned to his rockabilly revivalist roots. In 2001, Brian put out a fantastic album under the full name Brian Setzer's 1968 Comeback Special, in the title of the album, Ignition. The song I'm going to play is an instrumental version of the 1933 traditional popular jazz piece from Cuban composer Ernesto Lucueno, and the song is Madalena.
Thank you.
Stone Gods were a British hard rock band formed in 2006 with ex-members of The Darkness, Richie Edward, Dan Hawkins, and Ed Graham. In 2008, they put out their only studio album, Silver Spoons and Broken Bones, to universally positive reviews. Apparently, there is a second album that is complete that has never been released that has been completely shelved. This is because in 2011, the members of the Stone Gods decided to get back together with their lead singer of The Darkness, Justin Hawkins, and reform the band. I can't complain. Since they reformed, they have put out four albums, but none of them share the hard-nosed attitude of this lone Stone Gods album. I can only hope that one day the unreleased album sees the light of day. From their lone release, here is the opener, Burn the Witch.
Ah!
The Sex Pistols were a British punk rock band formed in 1975 by vocalist Johnny Rotten, guitarist Steve Jones, drummer Paul Cook, and bassist Glenn Matlock. Matlock would soon be replaced by the new bassist by the name of Sid Vicious in 1977. Surprisingly to some, the Sex Pistols would only record one official studio album, 1977's Never Mind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. Oh, but what an album it is. It is possibly the most influential album ever recorded, maybe alongside Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. One of my favorite songs from this album is the closer, EMI, a wonderful potshot at EMI record label who famously dropped the band because they didn't like the negative publicity the band was generating. Soul Asylum is an American alternative rock band formed in Minnesota in 1981. They were contemporaries of other Minnesota indie bands like The Replacements and Husker Du. However, where those other bands never quite broke out, Soul Asylum found unlikely success 10 years into their career with their sixth album, Grave Dancers Union, with a trio of huge singles, Somebody to Shove, Black Gold, and the Grammy-winning Runaway Train. They would never come close to recapturing that level of success on any of their follow-up albums. Lead vocalist Dave Perner remains the only member of the band still active as he continues to churn out stellar albums every 4 years or so. One of my favorites of the past decade is 2012's Delayed Reaction, which features one of my favorite Soul Asylum songs, The Streets.
You stand up
One last song, and then it's time to sign off. I thank you all again for staying with me on my musical journey through the alphabet. I know I've said this before, but I'll keep on saying it. I love to receive feedback from my listeners. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media, on Facebook, or on Twitter. And of course, my email, which is abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's play out the episode with one final song. Joe Strummer was a British musician, songwriter, guitarist, vocalist, and one of the founding members of the punk rock band The Clash. After his very successful run fronting the band, his career took some interesting turns, where his counterpart Mick Jones strived to recapture similar success with his new band Big Audio Dynamite. Joe took a very different approach. He took on acting roles, and he would guest on other musicians' albums. He produced albums for The Pogues. Joe also got into soundtrack work. Towards the late 90s, he did gather a fantastic group of musicians into a backing band, and he got himself signed to Mercury Records and started releasing new material. Between 1999 and 2002, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros released three wonderful albums with influences of folk, reggae, and other varieties of world music. They are a real treat for the senses, and I highly recommend checking them out. On December 22, 2002, Joe Strummer died suddenly of an undiagnosed heart defect. He was only 50 years old. From the second Mescaleros album, let's play out the show with a truly beautiful song, one of my favorites from the trilogy of albums. This is Mondo Bongo. Have a great week, everyone.
There's something there. I was patrolling the pachinko. The CIA was on the phone. Well, such is life. Latino career.